Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd. We're talking about why there are new calls for impeachment and dozens of lawsuits against one of the best-known companies in the world. Plus, the U.S. Postal Service plans to use a new kind of tech, and why Coca-Cola is teaming up with Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New calls for impeachment. A growing list of House Democrats are interested in starting the impeachment process against President Trump. They're frustrated. Their requests and subpoenas have been ignored. They say the president and his administration are weakening the power of Congress. But Democrats are pretty divided about the best next step. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still says it's not quite time for impeachment, not yet. It all comes after former White House counsel Don McGahn refused to testify yesterday about the president's behavior. The president told him to skip the hearing, and he did. Now we'll see what two more people do. House Democrats just issued subpoenas to McGahn's former chief of staff and former White House communications director, Hope Hicks. They stress the subpoenas are not optional, but plenty of people have been pushing back. And speaking of that, The Washington Post says it got a hold of an IRS memo that basically says tax returns must be handed over to Congress unless the president uses executive privilege to stop it. It contradicts the Treasury Secretary, who has refused to provide Trump's tax returns, calling the request harassment. This one will likely end up in court. Pollution from plastic might be worse than even researchers previously thought. That's the takeaway from a new study after scientists counted 414 million pieces of plastic trash littering two tiny Australian islands. Some of it was on shore, but most of it was buried in the sand, meaning past surveys may have missed it. NBC News says about a quarter of this was single-use plastics, so things like straws, bags, and toothbrushes. And in the ocean, researchers believe more than 5 trillion items of plastics are floating around, more than the number of stars in the Milky Way. It's one of the world's most recognizable brands, but now McDonald's is facing 25 new lawsuits or complaints. Vox reports dozens of women accuse the fast food chain of gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and retaliation against those who speak up. The ACLU and Time's Up Legal Defense Fund are helping out with this. Time's Up, which started during the Me Too movement, has promised to use money to address sexual harassment concerns in industries outside of just Hollywood. McDonald's told Reuters the company has more clearly defined its policies, trained franchise owners, and will be setting up a complaint hotline. But workers are still planning a nationwide strike tomorrow. And it's not just about this issue. They'll also be calling for a $15 minimum wage and other union rights. Well, the Golden State Warriors did it again. They're headed to the NBA Finals for the fifth time in a row. And that's a big deal. The only other team to make it five times in a row was the Boston Celtics in the 1950s and 60s. NBC Sports reports Golden State is now the first team in two decades to win after falling behind by 15 points or more for three games in a row. And they did it all without Kevin Durant, the team's star forward. He's been on the bench with an injured calf, and no one quite knows if he'll be able to play in the finals. The Warriors are still waiting to see who they'll play for the championship. It's between the Toronto Raptors or Milwaukee Bucks. The NBA Finals start May 30th. And by the way, for hockey fans, we now know the two teams in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis won last night, making it to the finals for the first time since 1970. More news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. America's beverage companies are working together to support families as they reduce the sugar in their diets. Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi are providing more great-tasting options with less sugar or no sugar at all, putting clear calorie labels on every product, and working with public health organizations and other national and local partners to build stronger, healthier communities. With more choices, smaller portions, and less sugar, American families can find the balance that's right for them. You can learn more about how these three competitors are working together at balanceus.org. That's balanceus.org. Now back to the news. Comcast is working on a new service that keeps tabs on your health. CNBC says it's a motion sensor for your home. The sensor then watches for things like how often you go to the bathroom and how many hours of sleep you're getting. It would also be able to tell if you've taken a bad fall and can make emergency calls for you. It might be ideal for older people, or maybe someone who has health issues but wants to keep their independence. Sources tell CNBC Comcast has talked with several hospitals and is hoping to use the device to make sure patients don't end up back in the hospital after they're sent home. Some critics say Comcast is not exactly known for great customer service. Still, the company will start testing the device soon, and it could be available next year. The U.S. Postal Service is testing out self-driving trucks. USA Today says it's part of a pilot program. They'll be testing the trucks in Phoenix and Dallas, where they'll use them to deliver at least some mail. But they won't be on their own just yet. An engineer and a driver will be inside the trucks just in case anything goes wrong. The Postal Service wants to see how self-driving technology could potentially help with delivery times and costs. USPS will be testing these out later this month. Chevy wants teen drivers to buckle up, so it made a new feature to make sure they do. The Verge reports it's called Buckle to Drive. The concept is pretty simple. Teenagers will have a special key to start the car, and because of that, they won't be able to shift into gear unless their seatbelt is on. CNET says teen drivers will also be warned to buckle up with alerts and chimes. The idea is to annoy teens enough so they strap in. The feature will be available in all 2020 versions of the Chevy Colorado, Malibu, and Traverse. And by the way, this isn't completely new for Chevy. Their teen driver program already offers other safety measures and lets parents keep track of how their teens are driving. More retail locations are getting into subscription services. Starting this summer, you'll be able to rent clothes from Urban Outfitters. The Wall Street Journal says the chain is launching a new monthly rental service called Nuuly. Shoppers can borrow up to 6 items for just less than $90 a month. Once the month is over, they can buy the items or trade them in for more, similar to Rent the Runway. Urban Outfitters hopes Nuuly will bring in new shoppers and boost sales. New Coke is making a comeback, thanks to the Netflix show Stranger Things. Don't know what New Coke is? Well, Coca-Cola introduced it back in 1985. It was a new recipe for the soda that was supposed to be sweeter than the original, but people kind of hated it. It stayed on shelves only for about 3 months before Coca-Cola brought back their old recipe. So what does this have to do with Stranger Things? Well, you'll see New Coke in the next season of the popular series. So Variety says Coke and Netflix are teaming up to promote both brands, and it means bringing the old drink back, at least for a limited time. You can only get these throwback cans a few ways, like Stranger Things vending machines popping up in a few cities this summer, or as a gift when you buy certain glass bottles on Coca-Cola's website. Stranger Things Season 3 starts July 4th. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.